Monday, 21 September 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in to the Calvary Hour. This broadcast is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, which is located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in Acts chapter 4 and moving on into chapter 5 today as we're looking at the great results of the prayer meeting that was conducted in chapter 4 and the wonderful results and how God blessed those who were under persecution. First of all, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They spake the word with boldness. They were unified, and the multitude of them that believed were one heart and one soul. They had great power to witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Great grace was upon them all. And God also gave them a spirit of liberality, a spirit of generosity. There are some of us old-timers who are still around who remember what the results of the Depression were like. Most of the people, I'm sure, that listen to this broadcast today, at least I would think so, have been born since the Great Depression and know very little about the austerity that had to be practiced back at that time. And dear friend, there's no guarantee that we'll not have to go back into a period of austerity, that is, of doing without. And here we find a great need that will be when that happens, or if and when that happens, and that is a need for generosity, to take care of one another. Well, there was a man by the name of Joseph, and he was a good man. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he was known as the son of consolation. He was a Levite of the country of Cyprus. He had some land. He went and sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed as the people had need. As I said, this scripture has been grossly distorted by some people trying to teach so-called Christian communism. There is no such thing as Christian communism. One of the first tenets of communism is that there is no God. And by the way, these people did not have their property taken from them. They gave it. I say these people, Joseph, Barnabas, he didn't have his property taken from him. He gave it. Now, Ananias and Sapphira were evidently there, and they saw that there was a great appreciation for Barnabas. And so they went and sold some property, and they agreed together that they were going to give a certain part of it. But it's evident that they were going to make it look like they were giving the whole thing. And so because of this, Peter charged them and said that they had lied against the Holy Ghost. He made it clear. Father, do bless us now with thy word. In Jesus' precious name, amen. He made it clear to Ananias and Sapphira in verse 4 of chapter 5, while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And of course, Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died. Later, his wife came in. Peter confirmed the lie through her, and she died also. And the Bible says, and great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. But what I want you to see, dear friend, again, is this, that these people did not have to give. God didn't kill them because they didn't give. He killed them because they lied. That was the bottom line. They misrepresented the truth. And you know who is the father of all lies? Yeah, you're ahead of me, but you're right. The Bible makes it clear. Jesus said to a religious crowd one day, he said, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, for there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, concerning working and having to give, I want you to take your Bible and go with me over to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20. Man, I had a fellow really got after me one time about preaching a message from Matthew chapter 20. He really got upset. But I want you to see with me Matthew chapter 20, what the Bible teaches about responsibility, ownership, and privilege in Matthew chapter 20, because Socialism teaches this, that you do not really have a right to own anything, that what you have really belongs to somebody else. In fact, it's even been said by this present administration that people who have businesses, basically, it's not because of their work that they have this, but because of the government. In other words, this should really belong to the government, and we should be able to take it at our will and scatter it around after we've taken our part out, and by the way, which is a big part, but we will scatter it around. We'll take from those who have and give to those who have not. Now, I've already said a lot about that. But what does the Bible say about a man who has a business and what he pays his employees? Now, there's a lot of talk today about the minimum wage and raising the minimum wage. I'm not going to get into that. But the principles that I want to share with you from chapter 20 does cover that and a whole lot of other things as well. Now, you must ask yourself this question. I saw this just prior to preaching this message, or just a couple of days ago. I saw a statement that basically was saying that the workers really own the business. They are the ones who do the producing, and so there shouldn't be any money, basically, for the shareholders and the people who built the company, and they should not be allowed to make a profit. Now, is that scriptural or is that not? I want you to take your Bibles and go with me now to Matthew chapter 20. For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right. I want you to notice, well, let me just go ahead and read. And whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. That is, he hired more people. And said to them, Whatever is right I'll give you. And about the 11th hour he went out. This is getting on now toward the end of the workday. About the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, notice that statement, whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. And so all during the day now, this man, according to this parable, went out and hired different people. So when the even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. Now listen to this carefully, if you will, please. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. And here's a crux. Now we're going to go back, God willing, and break this down. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Let me quickly read this again. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So then the last shall be first and the first last, for many be called but few chosen. Well, God willing, we're going to continue this on our next broadcast. I'm reading from Matthew chapter 20 and verses 1 through 16. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for thy precious word. The entrance of it truly giveth light. Thank you, our Father, that thou hast made us stewards. Help us to be faithful stewards of what thou hast entrusted to us. Help us to realize and accept personal responsibilities, opportunities, and obligations. We pray in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's been good to be with you for another day of broadcasting. My heart's desire today is that God will make each of us a channel of his blessing, that he'll use us for his honor and glory. Today, may he grant that we'll be able to plant some seed, the seed of the gospel, water that which has been planted, and hopefully reap a harvest as well. My Lord bless you. Please join us next broadcast if you can.